Akron police released video Sunday of the pursuit and killing of 25-year-old Jaylen Walker, who was shot more than 60 times. Akron police and city officials held a news conference Sunday to release body camera video from the fatal shooting. Attorney Paige White spoke on behalf of the Walker family.
What I'm here to say is that we are done dying like this, in this manner, with this fate. Nobody should ever suffer the fate that Jaylen Walker did.
Officers attempted to stop Walker's car around 12:30 a.m. for unspecified traffic and equipment violations, but less than a minute into a pursuit, the apparent sound of a shot was heard from the car. Police body camera videos show several shouting officers with guns drawn approaching the slowing car on foot. A person wearing a ski mask gets out of the passenger door and runs toward a parking lot. Police chase him for about 10 seconds before officers fire from multiple directions. In a statement shared Sunday with reporters, the local police union said the officers thought there was an immediate threat of serious harm, and that it believes their actions and the number of shots will be found justified in line with their training and protocols. The union said the officers are cooperating with the investigation to determine exactly how many rounds the officers fired and how many times Walker was hit. Police Chief Steve Milet said police officers need to be held to account.
When they make that most critical decision to point their firearm at another human being and pull the trigger, they've got to be ready to explain why they did what they did. They need to be able to articulate what specific threats they were facing, and that goes for every round that goes down the barrel of their gun.
Late Sunday, police in full riot gear fired a dozen tear gas canisters to disperse a handful of largely peaceful protesters outside the Justice Center. Protesters took to Akron streets today for the fifth consecutive day. The shooting is the third fatal shooting by a police officer in 6 months in the city of Akron, which is located 30 miles from Cleveland. LaTanya Goldsby, president and co-founder of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, urged protesters to activate and mobilize.
Y'all mayor, y'all safety director calling for peace. That is a war on black men and black communities. You'll get your peace when you stop the war. You'll get your peace when you stop the war. No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
The officers involved in the shooting are on paid administrative leave, which is standard practice in such cases. Seven of them are white and one is black, according to the department. Their length of service with Akron Police ranges from 1.5 to 6 years, and none of them has a record of discipline, substantiated complaints, or fatal shootings. City officials have issued a 9 p.m. curfew and canceled 4th of July fireworks for downtown Akron, Ohio, after some small businesses were damaged across the city. For KPFA News, I'm Avery Luke.